This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The tension's been rising between the U.S. and China, but this morning, Chinese leader Xi Jinping says both nations can cooperate to benefit our two countries, he says. Xi was meeting this morning with Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. This is ahead of a visit to China on Sunday by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Here at home, that tornado that rolled through the Texas panhandle town of Perryton killed three people and injured many more.
Video from TV station KVII showed flattened structures, destroyed vehicles, and debris scattered everywhere. And Perryton residents are still trying to process the widespread destruction. First responders from surrounding areas and from Oklahoma descended on the town and started rescuing people from the rubble. The local hospital says it's seen 50 to 100 patients and 10 people critically injured were transferred to other hospitals. I'm Donna Warder.
A bus full of seniors heading to a casino in Canada collided with a truck, killing 15 people. This was in Manitoba. Police say crucial to the investigation is who had the right of way on the highway. Pope Francis is out of the hospital this morning after abdominal surgery 9 days ago.
Leaving in a wheelchair, Francis smiled and waved and said thanks to a crowd of well-wishers. He then stood up so he could get into the small Vatican car awaiting him. His surgeon has told reporters that Francis is better than before the surgery. Instead of going straight back to the Vatican, Francis stopped to pray for 10 minutes before an icon of the Virgin Mary at the famous St. Mary Major Basilica. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia is accusing Australia of Russophobic hysteria for cancelling the lease on the land where Moscow wanted to build its new embassy. Australia says it was too close to Parliament House. This is AP News. The world's setting a heat record, and that's worrying scientists.
European researchers say earlier in June, global surface air temperatures rose 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 1.5 Celsius, above pre-industrial levels for the first time ever. And the temperature stayed high for 11 days. The deputy director of the Copernicus program says it doesn't mean members breached the limit set in the Paris Agreement, but it does show how critical it is for them to monitor for temperature spikes. The expectation is with the start of an El Niño period, temperatures could increase another half degree or more, and scientists expect next year to be even hotter than this year. One climate scientist at the University of Victoria says he feels like he's watching a global train wreck in slow motion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.